Is there a separation of church and state in this country?
That's an interesting question that has been debated a great deal. But what I'm going to say to you is...
It's not that interesting of a question. I mean, the answer is rather simple, actually. All right, this is an important story because it is uniquely egregious. I want to precisely debunk why Republicans need to get the hell out of education and why they've spent decades intentionally trying to erode educational standards and erode the barriers between church and state. Republicans want to take children, the children of America, during their most formative years and essentially brainwash them to believe whatever given religion they want, to believe that science is liberal gobbledygook. I mean, the whole point of school or the whole point of college is to be introduced to a diverse amount of viewpoints, and then you learn how to weigh these viewpoints in a rational way, and hopefully you come out better for it all. But we're now learning that new Oklahoma curriculum requires students to learn about 2020 election fraud conspiracies. And I want to play this clip of James Tallarico grilling Texas Republicans, because this is in Oklahoma. This is a different story. This is not the Oklahoma story, but it relates back to the Oklahoma election fraud conspiracy story, as Republicans are trying to take impressionable children during their most formative years and not give them the diverse amount of viewpoints that they need to make up their mind. And you know, Trump has done a lot of egregious things, from attacks on minorities, economic destruction, allowing Russia to take more land. But from a personal point of view, and I know a lot of people feel this way, the lies about the 2020 election and the aftermath were like uniquely harmful, in my opinion. Like, that was painful for me. Of course, so were tariffs. I'm not trying to like undervalue that. But when you begin to make up widespread lies as the president of the United States, and then 4 years later, these lies are being taught in schools, it's honestly disheartening, but that's why we're about to double down. Yesterday, I was going to make my usual 4 or 5 videos, and I thought, you know what? Let's make 8 videos. Let's double down. Let's push back harder. I am motivated to spread the truth at a time when things are grim. Okay, all of that being said, let's start with this clip of James Tallarico. All that I ask from you guys is to make sure you drop a like. A lot of people keep saying, Adam, I've been watching you for months, but I didn't realize I never even subscribed. So make sure you do, and let's check this out right here.
Is there a separation of church and state in this country?
That's an interesting question that has been debated a great deal. But what I'm going to say to you is I'm going to quote some of our earliest forefathers. Do you think that our forefathers...
I want to give you a chance to talk, but I also just want to make sure that I'm getting an answer to my question. Is there a separation of church and state?
That first Congress, that earliest Congress, when they authorized the production of a complete King James Bible, was that a separation of church and state?
I'm just asking you a simple question.
I think I've answered it.
Do you know who coined the term separation of church and state? Who
yes.
is that?
I believe it was Jefferson.
Okay, so she's trying to cite, like, what was it, our forefathers or something. She's trying to cite people from the past, yet only specific people.
Thomas Jefferson.
Yes.
Yeah. Thomas Jefferson in that letter was referring to the First Amendment yep. of the Constitution, the Establishment Clause and the Free Exercise Clause, which clearly create a separation of church and state.
I have some scholars here that can better answer your specific questions, and I am not that person.
You don't need to be a scholar. Wait, why are you sitting there? You don't need to be a scholar. You're the one advocating for putting the Ten Commandments in every classroom. You don't even know what the First Amendment says. The Establishment Clause and Free Exercise Clause outline how the government cannot interfere with someone's personal religion, and it outlines how you can't establish a state religion within institutions, like schools.
Okay, we established that our founding fathers wanted a separation of church and state. But,
I did not establish that. I absolutely
sorry,
did
yes,
not establish
historical
that.
Historical fact established that.
I disagree
but
with that.
Do you think the Constitution is foundational to our country?
I do.
Why doesn't your bill mandate that the Constitution be posted in every
Well,
classroom?
If you want to carry that bill, you can. I'm carrying the bill that I chose.
I'm sorry, but these people are so slimy. They will say, they will look you in the eyes and say they love the Constitution, they want to treat it right, but then I guarantee this woman, I don't even have to guess, this woman wants to subvert the First Amendment. I guarantee she thinks the election was stolen and needed to be overturned. She probably defends Trump calling to terminate the Constitution. She probably thinks it's okay to take away due process. She doesn't care about the Fifth Amendment, the 14th Amendment, the First Amendment. She doesn't care about any of these things.
Yeah, and I'm not interested in micromanaging what posters are put up in classrooms, which is why I would never carry a bill like this. But I'm asking why, since you are in the business of deciding what posters are up in a classroom and which ones aren't, why is the Constitution not taking that prime spot because it's the most foundational document?
I'm so tired. I'm just...
That's okay. I know.
Let me move on. I'm just trying to...
I mean, okay, listen. Brain fog is something that happens to all of us. That's fine. I've experienced brain fog over the past few weeks. That's not what this is. This is a woman intentionally trying to, again, erode educational standards, erode the barrier between church and state, make our country less smart, therefore less healthy, therefore less safe. This woman is actually ruining our country. So I'm sorry, I don't care about your brain fog in this very moment. But this brings me on to the main story because, again, I find this one, everything Trump does is egregious, but this one is terrible. The new standards are, quote, the most unapologetically conservative pro-America social studies standard in the nation, according to State Superintendent Ryan Walters. I'm sorry, but if Oklahoma as a state, if people in Oklahoma are going to be taught en masse that the 2020 election was stolen, that is deeply un-American. And I'm sorry to anybody in Oklahoma that is watching this video that you have to deal with this stuff. I truly do feel for you. And I'm not talking about you when I say that this state needs to get its shit together. I'm talking about the people that voted for this, obviously. But listen, in the new school year, thousands of Oklahoma students will be required to learn about 2020 election fraud conspiracy theories as a part of a new curriculum developed by the state's most controversial superintendent. And let me download this new thing, because I actually went through this with my team a few weeks back. And when you look this up, I remember this, when you look this up, you can see how they're covering the administrations. So they talk about Obama. Then they talk about Trump, and when they talk about the Trump administration, this is what they teach. The Trump tax cuts, the child tax credit, they're going to teach the economy only prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, the NAFTA and USMCA trade deals, the successful avoidance of new wars, identify the source of the COVID-19 pandemic from a Chinese lab, and then identify discrepancies in the 2020 election results. Okay. How do they describe Joe Biden? This says, describe the challenges and accomplishments of Joe Biden. It's three things. It says, or no, two things. It says, one, examine the United States-Mexico border crisis and the effects of the admin. Two, describe foreign policies exemplified by the United States withdrawal from Afghanistan. You guys see the clear partisanship here, right? I think it's important that we break down what the actual document says, as we just did, because that gives us the core, the source document. This says, under the state's new curriculum, high school students will be taught to, quote, identify discrepancies in 2020 election results by looking at graphs and other information, including the sudden halting of ballot counting in select cities in key battleground states, the security risks of mail-in ballots. None of this even happened. The thing is, every single election fraud conspiracy theory that was floated was subsequently taken to a court and debunked. None of this even happened. The 60 court cases, Trump lost. There's an example of this footage of someone pulling a ballot box from under a table. Republicans, MAGA Republicans claim that this is an example of somebody pulling out fake Democratic ballots. But then when the judge looked at the 12 hours of security camera footage from that day, they realized that this was a clerk who was trained to pull these ballots out at that exact time. So the point is, the normal procedures and mechanisms that are used to keep ballot counting safe were then flipped by Republicans to say, this is fraud. You're not supposed to pull a box of ballots out at exactly midnight, when then you look at the contract and it says, at exactly midnight, we pull these ballots out and we count them. It's just all a complete mess. But to continue, while it's not necessarily unreasonable to want students to learn about the dispute of the 2020 election, this is true, the framing of the actual lessons make it clear that teachers are meant to shed doubt on the veracity of the election. Now, of course, there is a responsible way to teach about the 2020 election. You should. You should teach about Trump and the rise of his authoritarian tendencies so we can't repeat them. You should teach students that Trump is a liar, how to identify these malignant narcissist leaders, how to identify when a leader is lying to you. You should use the 2020 election as a good example on critical thinking. There should be a whole course where you go through and debunk all of the election fraud lies online, and it teaches students how to critically think about this. Of course, that would be a fine course, but that is not what's happening. They are teaching propaganda. And the thing is, then they flip it and say that we're teaching propaganda. Quote, "The purpose of the standard is simple. We want students to think for themselves, not be spoon-fed left-wing propaganda." When they say left-wing propaganda in classrooms, they mean like a pride flag that says everybody is equal. When we talk about right-wing propaganda, we mean that Trump is perfect, the election was stolen, and that everything is Biden's fault. That's what they're teaching in right-wing classrooms or in Oklahoma classrooms. Quote, "Students deserve to examine every aspect of our elections." That's not what you're allowing them to do, though. This is not even a both sides issue. This is not a both sides issue. We don't teach both sides of consent in school. When we teach courses around 5th or 6th or 7th grade about consent, we're not trying to teach both sides and examine every aspect. It's pretty clear-cut what you teach, in the same way that the 2020 election is pretty damn clear-cut. The standards also contain passages directing teachers to ensure that students can identify the source of the COVID-19 pandemic from a Chinese lab and explain the effects of the Trump tax cuts, child tax credit, and border enforcement efforts. The standards quickly sparked controversy when they were first published in February, especially when Walters admitted that he added the 2020 election fraud section after a release of the earlier version. A lot of these insane things were added in an overnight session. I'm just going to leave it at that. If you appreciate what I do, I have a few asks. First of all, scroll down and hit the like. Secondly, look at this chart right here. This is the fastest growing political channels, and I am the only Gen Zer that made the top 10 list. I'm beating Charlie Kirk and Tucker Carlson in terms of month over month growth, and that's because this space is currently exploding because of you all. Let's continue building. Make sure you subscribe. I love you all. See you in the next one, and peace out.